would you please? The United States versus Walden. All right, counsel.
We snuck up on him, Jack.
Hmm?
We snuck up on him.
Yeah. I see that. Have to move fast in this way.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the court, counsel. My name is Robert Dvorak. I represent Mr. Walden on appeal. I also represented him in the trial court. As I indicated in my brief, Judge, I'm here talking about an issue that this court has already decided more than once and definitively, and that is the constitutionality of 922G under the Commerce Clause. And as I indicated in my reply brief, I don't want to beat a dead horse. There are a couple of things that I just want to mention. One is that there's a difference between the statutes that the court relied on in Scarborough and in Bass. 1202 was the statute at that time. The statute now is 922G, and there's a difference between what jurisdictional hooks apply to each. I think what's going on, Judge, and the only thing I want to mention or bring out is that the Supreme Court, I think, has determined that Congress and the Commerce Clause, or Congress has gone to seed with its use of the Commerce Clause for whatever reason, whether it's because of the way the political debate and the rhetoric we're using on war and crime and Congress's and politicians' needs to find crimes to create. But I think the Supreme Court has determined at this point that we are we need to look at this issue, and we need to review all of this that's going on, and we need to articulate some new standards. And I think the cases that we see coming down are doing that. I think the dissents that were cited in the Lemons case, one of the most recent cases out of this circuit, I think adequately discusses
You're aware what those issues are. The cert was denied in Lemons, are you not?
It was, Judge. Yes, it was. Fairly recently, as I recall.
Yeah. Last month, if I recall correctly.
I couldn't remember if it was December or January. Yes. The facts in this case, Judge, are purely local. Even with a jurisdictional hook, I don't think you can apply an aggregate standard, because traditionally the aggregate standard in terms of its impact on commerce applies only to regulations or statutes that apply to commerce, not local criminal statutes or violations of criminal law, which are deemed to be traditionally local. This is a purely local offense. At the time that he purchased the ammunition, and here it was, first of all, an intrastate transaction. It was legally purchased at the time. He purchased it at a time when he, prior to his felony conviction. This is a holdover type of situation. There is no commercial activity alleged with respect to the ammunition that was possessed. He was disciplined, he was arrested by local officials, and he was disciplined by a state probation officer for this conduct prior to his arrest. So what we have, Judge, is a situation where, if this is allowed to go through, essentially we are telling Congress that anything is pretty much fair game. And I think that the Supreme Court has gotten to the point where they're not willing to go that far anymore. Unless the court has any questions, I won't beat a dead horse.
Thank you,
Counselor. Can you
proceed, please?
My name is Joy Bertrand. I represent the government in this matter. Good morning. I disagree with counsel's 2 points on argument. First, the discrepancy between the prior firearms statute and 922G in terms of what counsel calls the jurisdictional hook was resolved in Lemons, and Judge Rovner discussed that at pages 770 through 771. Next, I think that when the Supreme Court denied cert with Lemons in December 2002, the Supreme Court said no thanks. And I would point to Judge Rovner's statement in Lemons at the end where she says, if the Supreme Court wants to look at this and wants to consider the constitutionality of our decisions and all the other circuits regarding 922G, it can. The Supreme Court has declined. Lemons is good law, and the defendant's conviction clearly falls within 922G as it is set forth in the statute and supported by Seventh Circuit case law. Unless the court has any questions for me, I will stand in my briefs and excuse myself.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Briefly, Judge, I think part of the purpose here, in addition to preserving the issue to knock on the door again, you don't knock, you'll never be admitted, as I think Saul Bellow said in Augie March. I think what we're looking for, and that's the reason why I cited the McFarland case out of the Fifth Circuit, is a debate. I think that's what the Supreme Court is waiting for, is a debate here about these issues. And I guess, you know, what we're pushing for is for that debate to begin and that's, I guess, what we're hoping for. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Thank you both. We will now...